G'day folks, welcome to a rather overcast Saturday afternoon. And given that it is a rather overcast Saturday afternoon, I thought it'd be a good time to fire up the smoker again, because I haven't done a smoke for a little while. And I had some really encouraging comments both from Ted, Double T, and also Scott, Kayaker. So thanks, guys. I'm glad that it's of interest to you. And I thought I'd have a go at doing something a bit different. Earlier in the week, my mate Phil said to me, could I do him some smoked salmon? And I hadn't done it before, but I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. Try anything once. Which I did, and I was so pleased with it that I decided to do some for us. So last night I got about a kilo of salmon steaks, and I made up a brine mixture which consisted of a litre of water, a quarter of a cup of salt, a stick of celery and an onion, very finely chopped, and a couple of good teaspoons of minced garlic. Mixed all that together. Put the salmon into a sort of a fairly flat container and poured the brine mixture over the top, put the lid on and left it in the fridge. So it was in the fridge from about 6 last night through till about 11 o'clock this morning. And the idea of the brine is that it helps to cure the fish and protects it a little bit, so you can do kind of stage 2, because it absorbs the salt into the meat. Then this morning I've put my fish into, I'm using my biltong box that my friend Ken made for me. It's basically just a large plastic storage box which has aluminium rods strung along the length of it across the top of the box, and normally you use those for hanging meat on. In the top of the box is a 240 volt sort of ball bearing fan, like the sort of thing you would have in a maybe like a computer fan, only it runs on 240 volts. We call them pan fan here. It's a little bit bigger than a PC fan, probably the sort of thing you'd find in maybe a big power supply or something like that. So that's bolted into the top of the lid, and you can hear that running at the moment. Around the bottom of the box there's 3 rows of small holes, about an inch or so from the bottom. So what's happening is it's sucking air in through the bottom of the box and blowing it out through the top and creating an airflow. You can do this just by putting the fish on the sink and just having a fan or the breeze blowing over it. Problem with that in our house is that we've got a cat who would just love to help herself to some fresh salmon. So that I don't have to stand guard here for 2 or 3 hours, I'm using the biltong box. And what will happen, well, what's happened is that the outside of the fish has sort of gone tacky or sticky, and that serves two purposes. One is it stops the oil leaching out of the fish when you start to heat it up, and it also gives the smoke a sort of a better surface to adhere to. So we're just about ready to go and get the smoker ready. So I'll put this on pause and come back when we're about to fire that up and put the fish in. Okay folks, we are now outside, as you can probably hear. It's still rather kind of dull and overcast out here. So I've taken the fish out of the biltong box. It's got a nice sort of sticky coating on it now. So then I'm going to fill up my smoker box with wood chip, which I've had soaking for a couple of hours. I'll try and pack it fairly tight. I used to not refill it, but I've since kind of found a way to do that using some gloves. Basically what I do is I leave the smoker box in position, pull the water pan out, and just take the lid off the smoker box. And that way you don't have the problem of trying to reposition the box in the right spot when it's red hot. So that seems to work fairly well. Let's put some more wood in here. So the box looks like a small oven tray, really rectangular box with a metal lid which rests on top, and the lid has grooves cut in it which allow the smoke to come out.
got probably a little bit more wood than I need, but I can always top it up as the wood sort of burns away. So we'll find our lid for our smoker box. It's all wet in here, I just knelt in a puddle of water, which isn't nice. Okay. Now the other thing I'm going to put in is the water pan. I've had some people sort of ask whether you need to use the water pan all the time. My view is if your smoker has one, use it, because it serves a couple of purposes. It sort of creates a bit of a barrier between the smoke, or between the heat and your food, and it keeps the air in the smoker more moist and humid, which stops your food from drying out. So yeah, if your smoker has one, I would highly recommend that you you use it. Okay, oops, just trying to get this water container into position. It helps if you put it in the right way, I've found. Okay, there we go. Now, we need to turn the gas bottle on, which I can't reach. That's better. Oops. Now, folks, if you're ever using gas and you hear that sound, you know that you have a problem. Obviously, the nuts just come undone out of the gas regulator, so as soon as I turned the tap on, I could hear gas hissing out of it. And that's definitely not what you want. Gas leaks are extremely dangerous things. So we'll just try and tighten this up. What I'll do, I'll put this on pause while I fix the gas, because I don't, it might take me a couple of minutes.
22. Time remaining. Publish. Save slash delete.
Where's the pause button?
Pause recording. Button.
Okay. Take three, we're back again. Now that's just a friendly word of advice, folks. If you're ever doing anything at all with gas, and you turn the bottle on, and you hear hissing noises, you know, while, and you don't have any of the actual gas controls on the appliance open, you know you've got a leak, and you should do something about it before you proceed, so that you don't blow yourself to kingdom come. So I've now fixed that, so we're ready to light the smoker. So we'll turn the control on the smoker on, hit the button, there we go. And that is now lit. Now then, what I'm going to do, one of the problems, or one of the drawbacks with a gas smoker is that it's often hard to get the temperature low enough to be able to do what you need it to do. For instance, this one on low, which I don't know how much the mic in here will pick up, but if I turn it to low, most of what you can hear there, I think, is the water in the water pan starting to boil. But its lowest temp is about 110 Fahrenheit, which I think is about 110 Celsius, which is about 220 Fahrenheit. When what I actually want to do here is to actually get the oven temperature down to around about 140 Fahrenheit. So what I'm going to do is I've turned the tap down on the gas bottle as much as I can, but if you go up to high, which is where it is when you light it, and then you start to turn it towards the off position, which means you've got to push the knob in and twist, what happens is you get to a point where it'll start to whistle rather than hiss. Now that's just started to whistle. I don't know if you can hear that or not. It's a very high-pitched whistle, almost like the old TV picture tubes. So I'll hold that there. Hopefully she hasn't gone out. It doesn't look like it has. Okay, So if we leave it whistling away there to itself, it should hold at around about 140. 140 to 155. So what will happen is that will start to produce smoke in a couple of minutes. And then we can put our salmon in, and I'm going to put the salmon on the lowest shelf so that it's coolest, because obviously hot air rises, so the air nearer the top of the oven is going to be hotter, which we don't want. So it's beyond the bottom, and I'm going to smoke it for around about 3.5 to 4 hours. I'm looking for an internal finish temp on the fish of 140 to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. I've got a little talking probe thermometer that I can use to sort of verify that that is in fact what it's doing. So we'll use that and see how we go. Now, I've actually, I think, made the mistake there of turning the gas down too low, and it's gone out on me. So we'll turn it off. This is another lesson in gas safety, folks. Let any gas dissipate for 10 or 15 seconds before we try and relight it. Okay, that should be long enough. Turn it on. Yep, we have a flame again. So we'll turn him back down until we find the whistle. So it just starts. There we go. She's whistling, and it's still lit, which is perfect. So I'll shut the oven door and let it heat up, ready for to put our salmon in. So yeah, 145 degrees Fahrenheit should be your finishing temp. By that stage, the fish should be sort of slightly flaky. It's going to be different to the smoked salmon that you buy, because usually that's cold smoked. And the difference in hot smoking and cold smoking, for those of you that don't know, is that with a cold smoker, the smoke is, or the wood is burnt in a separate chamber, and the smoke is pumped in but without any heat. I don't have a cold smoker. Hot smoking it doesn't preserve it for quite as long as cold smoking, but it'll still last, you know, a week to 10 days in the fridge. And it is a slightly different texture, obviously, because it is sort of more like cooked fish. But it's still very, very tasty, and we'll probably have it for dinner in around about 3 or 4 hours' time. All right, I'll leave it at that, folks. If you have any questions about smokers or smoking in general, or any comments, actually, before I go on to that, I should also mention what wood I'm using. I'm using a mixture of apple and cherry wood for this particular one. You don't want anything too strong. Things like hickory and mesquite are a little bit too strong tasting for something like salmon, because salmon's got a fairly delicate flavour, unlike something like pork or ham, where you know you can afford to have something a bit stronger. So I'm using a more mild sort of wood here. All right, I will leave it at that. If you've got any questions, you can send me a mention or a DM on Twitter, or you can audio boo me, or send me a message here on Audio Boo, Damian, D-A-M-I-A-N underscore McMorrow, M-C-M-O-R-R-O-W, and let me know what you think. All righty, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.